Hello, welcome back to another episode of It's a Lifestyle with Miss Inspiration. I am your host, Tanisha Shanae. Thank you for those of you that are watching on YouTube. Please make sure that you are smashing that subscribe, you hit that like, and put your notifications on so that every time a new episode for my podcast or just any video that pops up on my YouTube channel, you will be notified. For those of you that are following me on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple, iTunes, I so thank you for being here with me, as well as this is a podcast, so it will also be available to you for you to just listen to. So sit back and enjoy. Happy holidays, right? We are in the last few days of 2022, okay? And I'm very excited about that because 2022, I won't say it was a bad year. It wasn't a bad year. I never like to claim any year to be a bad year. I think every year is a year for growing, a year for reflecting, lessons, blessings. So I never like to say any year was a bad year. But I will say that 2022 came in, it did what it did. It started off a little rocky, shaky. And, you know, I was blessed. Opportunities happened. I was able to travel. I'm still single, but that's okay. All right. And speaking of single, I have a quick message that I want to share with you. So please stay tuned and listen to this message. It is your girl, Tanisha Shanae, Miss Inspiration. So when you click the link in my bio, you go to the first link under support. You're going to see pre-order Dear Single and Love audiobook, which is coming January 2023. So if you want to get your order now, click on that link and it will take you to the page where you can actually shop. It's going to give you a quick video where I explain the book. And yes, that is a picture of me in the studio recording this audiobook. So when you click on that and when you purchase, you're going to receive a few things that are not in the physical book or Kindle version. You will get a bonus chapter that is only on the audiobook, behind the scenes footage of me recording the book, a special interview, both video and audio, that my best friend and I did regarding the book. And for those of you that do purchase the pre-order, you will also get a digital copy of my workbook for Dear Single and Love. So go ahead and support. All right. So make sure you go ahead, you get your pre-order, and you will get a copy of Dear Single and Love, the audiobook. So yes, I have gone into the studio and I got the audiobook. So it will be available a little bit later in the month of January, but I definitely want you to be a part of that community so that you can listen to me as I read this amazing book, give you a bonus chapter, okay? Something that everyone else that has the physical book or has the Kindle, they don't have access to. So there are some bonuses for you to get the audiobook. But right now I want to jump into tonight's topic because this is something that I've been seeing a lot. Like, all right. So I need all my singles to come to the table. I need y'all. Come on. Come on. Come in. Come in. Get you a glass of whatever you need right now. Some water, some wine, some coffee, some tea. Because we need to talk. All right. So I know. Last week was Christmas and so many people were posting their matching pajama pictures, and some of you probably were really in a strong cold about that. I know you were. Want to know why? Because the day after Christmas, and even up until yesterday, I have been seeing videos, and I know some of these videos are just for likes. You know, people are just trying to continue trending. But I always say there's power in our words. If you continue to speak this way, eventually things are going to start to manifest, and it might not be the way that you actually want it to manifest. So I kept seeing videos where individuals were talking about, you know, I'm going to do anything. I'm willing to do anything so that I don't be single next year and I can have someone to have matching pajamas. And I keep telling people that whole anything is quite expensive. Like, I'm going to need y'all to realize that anything can have you in a stronghold, and it can have a stronghold on your finances. It can have a stronghold on your emotions, mentally, physically, spiritually. Like, anything is not something that we really want. And I want us to be mindful about that because, you know, and it's not shade. You know, I have people, you know, coming on my comments because I always write about this every year. Look, I'm going to tell y'all something. I know couples. I'm following the guy and the woman. I'm cordial with both sides. Do you know how many couples where the woman is posting the matching pajamas? She's untagged this man. And on Facebook and on Instagram, you go on his page and none of those pictures exist. They don't exist on his stories. They don't exist on his feed. That says a lot. Okay? So, yes, I know people out there that are like genuine. They are like, they're rocking and rolling. They're happy. They're loyal. They are in alignment. They are in purpose together. And they're doing what they have to do. And guess what? Some of them probably were in matching pajamas. And we didn't see not one picture of it. So I do believe that there are very happy people out there. All right, I'm not a Debbie Downer. I do believe that. But I get very frustrated because I see my singles out here who are comparing their current life with people where you don't even know if these people are really one together or even if they like each other. Like, I'm going to just call a spade. Y'all know me. I'm going to talk and I'm going to be quite honest and frank because I know there are some people out there that you're married and you're in single women's DMs and you're calling them beautiful and you're like, oh, you're sexy. My husband, we ain't doing that. Now, what could happen in your life and when in your household, that's cool, but not in mine. And I don't play that. I don't play with anyone's husband. Not at all. Someone asked me that. Oh, you know that game is NGL. It's an app and you can post and people can ask you questions. And actually, someone asked me that the last time. Like, do you date married men? Absolutely not. I don't play them games. Because when I'm married, I don't want my married husband dealing and messing around with any single women. So, you know, I got some solutions for y'all, for us, because this is for all of us, right? I'm single, right? And yes, I give you a lot of tips and information in my book. Some of you may get it, some of you may not, but I want y'all to go ahead and go get it. Again, you can get the physical copy Kindle book right now on Amazon. Go to TanishaChanae.com/connect. Or you can go ahead also to the same website and you can go ahead and pre-order the audiobook. Either way, a lot of the things that I'm going to talk about tonight, you're going to be able to get and you can start to apply to yourself too. So I want to talk about three things that we can do to overcome being sad for the single season that we're entering for the new year, right? I don't want you, first of all, I need you to like reset your mindset. You're not sad. Okay, I don't want you to be sad. I want you to be very thankful that one, you still have life. Like you are still here. You are still breathing. So that means that you still have purpose. And I want you to focus on that. But I do know that there are feelings and emotions that you do want to experience, that you want to travel with someone, that you want to experience life with someone. I absolutely get that. But until that person gets there, I need you to get your mindset into a different realm. So when that person comes, it's going to be the person, it's going to be the right person. Because see, when we have that spirit of sadness and depression, we tend to start to give up this energy of desperation. Like, I know I'm going to be honest with y'all. So if we start having this spirit of desperation typically calls for something that we don't really want. And I don't want you to want that for yourself. I want you to want better, right? I was telling someone the other day, I was like, I'm really proud of myself. Like for the last 3 years of me dating anyone, I have really gotten a lot better than the guys that I have entertained. So I got to give myself a pat on the back because my history was really bad. So like I finally had men that like one, you know, he was able to, the few times that I might have needed something, he was able to provide that. I didn't have to pay him back. Like I wasn't on a payment plan. He was just like, here. I remember when the pandemic first happened, I only had one laptop and I needed a second laptop. He let me borrow his. like it was like for the first time I really did have like a partner. Even though that didn't work out, but I realized I was getting closer, I was getting better in the people that I was choosing. Like the second guy, we actually went on dates, he actually courted me, and you know, he allowed me to see and be in my more feminine side and enjoy that for the moment that we were entertaining one another. And then the last person, amazing, dope. But again, I'm able to learn how to allow someone to just be there, to show up in my life, to do things for me, to do things with me, you know. And it just allows me to realize that when you are intentional and you put out that positive energy, you're going to start to yield exactly what it is that you want. So I know when my person shows up, it's going to really come out. It's going to be the bomb diggity because I have been doing so much better than I did. And look, we ain't going to talk about that today. So let me go through this. I got three tips, right? Three things that I want you to start doing. So the first thing, and I know this is so cliche, I want you to start focusing on you. But I want you to think about it from this standpoint. We are going into a brand new year, right? 2023. Whenever you are listening to this, whether on a podcast or you're watching this on YouTube, think about tomorrow being your new year. Okay. I want you to start shifting and focusing on who you are, right? What is it that you want? The one thing I started to realize is that so many people don't know what they even want, right? Let's think back to the people who are looking for marriages. There are some people that they think they want to be married, but they really don't. They think they want to be married because everyone else is married. And they probably just want to have a companion. Like think about an Oprah and Stedman. They're not married. They don't live together, but they do things together. They enjoy each other's company. You might want that. You have to figure out what it is that you want. And when you start to put that and make that concrete and clear for yourself, that is where you're going to find your peace and happiness. Figure out what makes you happy. Do you realize, like, and I know, I remember never knowing what made me happy. Like, you guys have seen me. I love the beach. Like, I love going to the beach. I love being on the beach. I love the ocean. I love water. But do you know for how many years I've never been to the beach? That I never knew that I enjoyed and I love the beach. So when I started to focus on me, when I started to heal and be very intentional and, you know, getting away from the connections and the person that I was and those unhealthy relationships, and I started to figure out who I was today at that present moment, I was able to identify all the things that made me happy. And I started to actually do them. So I don't want you to just make a list of these are things that make me happy, but I want you to start actually spending time and doing it, right? Do those things. Find you some books that you like to read. You know, find you some TV shows that you want to binge watch. You know, if you like to travel, travel. You want to do staycations, you want to go, you know, on a cruise. There are so many options now. But I want you to spend this time and start focusing on you. Because see, I want when that person comes into your life, that person is going to, you know, hopefully I'm going to pray that prayer that that person is, they're doing the same exact thing. So this way, you're not looking to be dependent on them and they're not looking to be dependent on you. That's what we don't want. Okay. So I want you to start looking to figure out who you are. Start learning a new skill. Y'all know me. I love to learn. Someone said to me the other day, they was like, well, you always learning something. Okay. I don't see the problem. I don't see the problem at all. Yes, I do like to learn because learning is going to help me with my earning. Okay. That's one of the things that I have been saying because I'm part of Earn Your Leisure University. And that's one of the things that they say all the time. We're going to learn so that we can earn. Yeah. So my learning is going to lead to me having my earning. Okay. I'm getting that extra money. But I also know that the more things that I learn, I'm just going to enrich myself. It's going to be something I could use in the future, something I could just use for today, whatever it is, right? It's nothing wrong with learning something new, okay? So I want you to do that for yourself. Now, the second thing I want you to do is look for creative ways to start connecting with other people. Now, I know, like myself, I still work from home, fully remote, and it is sometimes challenging for me to want to go outside. And for some people, I think, even those that still go to work, some people still have this mindset of, I'm going to work and I'm coming straight home. So you're still kind of like in isolation. You're around people every day, but they're not necessarily the people that you want to be around, okay? So I want you to start thinking of, how can I creatively be intentional and go out there and connect with people? Because believe it or not, if you're not putting yourself out there, how are you really going to meet someone? How are you going to change that reality? Because let's just be honest. If the ultimate goal is for you to next year have matching pajamas, whether you're on social media or not, how are you going to meet that person? Because not for nothing, these dating apps, they're not it. They're not it. And I don't care what anyone says. I am like anti-dating apps right now. I have no desire to get back on them. Like, it would have to be super, super different for me to even consider getting on a dating app again. So you got to start getting creative. So there are ways that you can meet new people. So virtual books and book club. So like I said, if you like books, find your virtual book club. Find your book club in your neighborhood, in your community. There are a lot of book clubs out there that we just don't necessarily know about, because we're not looking for them, right? Go and find like different local book. Well, you can go to a bookstore, coffee shop. Like, I love coffee. If you like tea, see if they're like, I found out that it's in my old neighborhood, but there's like an entire store and cafe where they sell only teas, and they have teas, local teas. They have teas from other countries. They have all kinds of teas. And I could see someone who really enjoys tea going there maybe once a week, you know, trying out, doing a tea testing and being able to maybe connect and meet with somebody, maybe not on a romantic level, but, you know, maybe someone that they can actually introduce them to someone or open up opportunities for them to go out there and to, you know, to learn new things. So I want you to explore, right? If you're into networking, Eventbrite, your best friend. I like Eventbrite. Eventbrite has many events, opportunities that you can go to in person. They are virtual. This can coincide with your learning new skills because they have a lot of classes on Eventbrite. You can go on Facebook groups. Now, the Facebook groups, I want you to be extremely intentional about which groups you're going into, because I feel like, I know with me personally, I have actually stopped going into singles Facebook groups because I feel like it's just not giving what I needed to give. So when you go into a Facebook group where you are, it's based off an interest. So let's say if you like drawing, there are tons of Facebook groups out there for drawing, for writing, right? For journaling. Maybe I should find me a Facebook group for journaling. I might like that one, right? Something like that. But find you a Facebook group that is going to align with your interests, and that's going to put you in a space, in a place with individuals that are going to add value to you. That's going to, you know, give you ideas of ways to be creative. But if you're not going out, if you're not, you know, trying to put yourself out there, and again, take away the idea of, I want to go out to meet someone. I just want to go out and enjoy myself. What can I do so that I can go and just have a good time, right? I love Groupon. It's going to be the last thing I say about this topic. Groupon is another place. Like, Groupon has so many activities. You can go, and they're discounted. So you don't even have to, like, spend a lot of money to even go and, you know, entertain and try this idea. You can get it sometimes 50% off, 75% off. You know, on a good day, you might get 90% off. And then if y'all go ahead, remember the last episode when I spoke about saving your money? If you sign up with Rakuten typically will give you cash back for Groupons. I'm just saying, I'm always trying to find a way, because I want my money to grow too as I'm doing these different things. And I'm going to give you these ideas. But I want you to start putting yourself out there to connect with new people. Maybe the people that you're spending time with right now, it's not growing for you. they're not maybe speaking the words and the language that you need to hear that's going to motivate you to be positive and to think positively, right? Maybe you might need to join, you know, Inspirational Trailblazers, right? That's one of my communities that I'm really going to put a lot more time and energy in 2023. But that's a place where I'm going to pour into because I want everyone to start changing their mindset about every aspect of life, about everything. So the same thing we talk about, when I say lifestyle encompasses every single thing. I want to be able to do that. I want you to be able to see like, yo, my life looks like this, and this is how my life can look, you know? But if you're not around those kind of communities, are you really going to see where it can take you? You're not. And if the people that you're spending the most time with today are not speaking the things that you want your life to look like, it's time for you to start connecting with individuals. And sometimes you do have to pay to be in those spaces. Like, I just made an investment to join Earn Your Leisure University. I made that investment because I needed to be in spaces and places with individuals who are like-minded. And unfortunately, sometimes you go into these free spaces, it's not always going to be the like-minded. It's going to be everybody. So when you start paying, you start putting an entry fee, start putting a monthly subscription, people tend to value it, and they're going to show up and they're going to show out. Or they're going to come there equally as hungry to learn. And you always have something to teach someone. So I want you to even believe that. If you don't believe it, you can teach someone something. So you can go into those same spaces and say, hey, bro, I can teach y'all about this, right? So this is why I want y'all to start thinking about, how can I get out there? How can I start to create? How can I start to, you know, just start to connect with new people and, you know, and start being the person that God needs for me to be? Because that's the part that I really want you to focus on. Stop focusing on meeting the person. And start focused on being the person that you need to be so that when they meet you, they're meeting the best version of you. Okay? All right. Last thing. Number three. I want you to start finding ways to give back. I want you to start finding ways to give back. And I know that sounds like really strange. But when's the last time you volunteered? Put a number one in the chat if you're on YouTube. When's the last time you volunteered? Like, I'm not going to lie. I haven't volunteered in quite some time. I used to do it a lot. Sometimes volunteering doesn't have to be on an ongoing basis. I actually need to like follow up with an organization that I saw. They were looking for people to kind of be that support for individuals that are suffering with suicidal thoughts. That's a way to volunteer. That's something that's close to me because I used to be a person that struggled with suicidal thoughts. And I remember reaching out for help, and sometimes they just were not available to help me. So you want to do that. Find ways to volunteer, things that align with your interests, your purpose, however you want to do that. Sometimes I will normally put up a post at least once every few months. And I would just ask people, like, you know, drop your Cash App. And I want to bless somebody with lunch today, right? Lunch could be $10. They're not going to tell me, I want you to give me $200 to go to Ruth Chris. We're not doing that. I don't have that kind of money. But that's another way to give back, right? So volunteering could be different on all levels. But that, again, going back to number two, it's putting you in spaces and places that you may know that you may normally never go. And it doesn't have to be something that you're doing every day or every week. It could be monthly, right? It could be quarterly. But that's going to also help you to overcome this feeling. Because when you're giving back and you're doing something truly out the kindness of your heart, it's going to bring you joy. And it's going to help you to overshine that level of sadness, of, you know, feeling empty. I don't ever want us to get to a space where we feel lonely. Because lonely is a very dangerous place to be. Lonely will have you out here just, like I said, just wanting to be with anyone. Like, I just want to be with anyone. And what did we say earlier? Lonely and anyone is a very dangerous place. So 2 years ago, Dr. Cindy Trim, I don't know if you guys know her, but Dr. Cindy Trim said, loneliness is the absence of purpose. Loneliness is the absence of purpose. And that's something that I want you to focus on. Focus on your purpose. And if until you figure out what that purpose is, you got three things that you can do. You can focus on yourself. You can focus on finding creative ways to get out there and connect with people. Or you can just start giving back. And you can define giving back the way that you desire for yourself. So I don't want you to ever feel like these people are better than me because they have something that I don't have today. They're not better than you, right? They are just in a space that you desire to be in. I want you to be excited for those individuals. I want you to be happy that they have someone, whether they're in a healthy relationship or not. That's none of our business. But I do not want you to idolize that. I do not want you to get stuck in a stronghold where you start to believe that this person is better than you because they have someone, because you don't know what that person is dealing with when those pictures are taken down, or after that picture is taken, after that TikTok was recorded. You don't know what people are truly dealing with. We just saw in the news that a man, his wife or his ex-wife or estranged girlfriend, that he ran her over, you know what I'm saying? And here she is, an advocate for domestic violence, and no one even knew that she was still living in that. And he ran her over with a car, right? These are things that we have to take serious. So many times we look at what people have, and this goes for everything. People that have money, people that have nice cars, people that have, you know, fancy watches and jewelry and, you know, the 30-inch hair. None of that stuff matters because we don't know what they're doing to get it, and we don't know what they're doing to keep it. We don't know what tears they're crying, what that makeup is actually covering up. We don't know these things. So you have to just start putting that focus and energy back on you and focusing on what it is that you want. Focus on finding your happy, finding who you are, because many of you have came out of relationships and you went into new relationships, and then you left those relationships. You just bounced from relationship to relationship. You never healed. You never knew and learned who you were. And here you are, probably single 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5, 7, 10. And you still don't know who you are. You still don't know what makes you happy. Baby, we don't need that reality anymore. We need our season of single to be a time that we walk and we are bold and we're confident. And we know, I know who I am. So when that person comes, they can see you. They can see your spirit. They can see your light. They can see you glowing. And that's going to bring their attention. That's what they're going to see. That's what's going to attract them. It's not going to be your butt. It's not going to be your boobs. It's not going to be your beard for my guys. It's not going to be your six pack for my men. It's not going to be any of that. It's going to be who you are, the person that you are, the person that stands there, and everything that you're doing, the life that you're just living. They're going to be like, whoa, who is that over there? Because they're living life. They look happy. They don't have on a name brand. You can have on a rainbow, a Shein outfit, and they're going to be like, they look happy. I want a piece of that. I want to be next to that. That's what we want. We don't want no other nonsense, okay? We want somebody that's going to be like, yes, that's what I want in my life. I need her. I need him. Okay? All right. I think I gave y'all enough today. So I am your girl, Tanisha Shanae, Miss Inspiration. And I thank you for spending some time with me. So there will be one more episode before the new year comes out, before the new year comes in. All right? I promise that. Probably drop on New Year's Eve. But I'm giving y'all one more because we need this. So Happy New Year for those that are going to watch this in the new year. And look at the description below, read more information. If you want to learn more about my inspirational Trailblazer Lifestyle Group that's going to be reactivated in 2023, go ahead. It's on Patreon. So go ahead to the bottom and read that description and learn more about that. Join me over there. Be in that community space. And it's not thousands of dollars. It's not $50 a month. It's going to be a small investment that's going to put you in a space with like-minded individuals. So, again, my last time, make sure you go ahead and pre-order your Dear Single in Love, your audiobook, bonus chapter, behind-the-scenes footage, special interview. You get all that stuff. I'm Tanisha Chanae, Miss Inspiration, and this has been another episode of It's a Lifestyle with Miss Inspiration podcast. I am your girl. Follow me on Instagram at Tanisha Chanae. And follow me on TikTok, Professor Inspiration. Yes, my TikTok is growing over there. I'm loving it. Look at some of my content. It's related to all of this that we're talking about too. All right. Y'all have a good one. Be well. Be blessed. I love you. And as always, you know God loves you.